We're picking up our study of Acts 13 at verse 9. And there we read, "Then Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas." For verse 9, most translations use the form of looking straight at or gazing at. The root Greek word, atenzonantes, is much stronger. It denotes an intentionality coupled with a very strong intensity. Only Luke and Paul ever use this root word in the New Testament. Luke invariably uses it during dramatic moments. He uses it some 12 times, twice in his gospel, and 10 times in the book of Acts. As others have noted, that word was used by Aristotle in his scientific writings. It was also used somewhat as a technical word in first century medical writings, which is probably why Luke the physician incorporated it into his own vocabulary. Okay, let me give you Luke's list, and then we'll see how Paul uses this special word in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Here's what Luke records for us. In Luke 4:20, he says, "The eyes of everyone were fixed on him." Luke 22:56, "looking intently at him." And then over in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 10, "and they were all gazing intently into the sky." Acts 3:4, "John and Peter fastened their eyes upon him." Acts 3:12, "Why do you gaze at us?" Acts 6:15, "and fixing their gaze on him." Acts 7:55, speaking of Stephen, "he gazed intently into heaven." Acts 10:4, "fixing his gaze on him." Acts 11:6, "and when I had fixed my gaze on it." Acts 13:9, "he set his eyes on him." Acts 14:9, "when he had fixed his gaze on him." And then finally, Acts 23:1, "Paul looking intently at the council." So Paul only uses this word, atenizontes, twice in his epistle. Both times he employs it as he references the situation of Moses and the Jewish people in the Old Testament. So let me read you verse 7 and then verses 12 through 13. Paul says the law was carved in letters on stone tablets, and God's glory appeared when it was given. And even though the brightness on Moses' face was fading, it was so strong that the people of Israel could not keep their eyes fixed on him. And there's that word. And then in verses 12 through 13, "Therefore, having such a hope, we use great boldness in our speech, and we are not like Moses, who used to put a veil over his face so that the sons of Israel would not stare at the end of what was fading away." So this is a very special word used by both Luke and Paul. So now that we have seen these passages, we know what Luke means. He means something a lot more than just Paul looks straight at Elymas. He is indicating an intentionality and an intensity in a dramatic showdown between the forces of good and evil. So Paul fixes his eyes on Elymas. He is intently looking at him. There is emotion, there is intentionality, there is intensity, and he is about to deal with the situation. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.